This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Not only does Carter Cade State Resort Park have a wealth of attractions above and below the ground, the park also provides a number of accommodations for visitors. Park naturalist Paul Tierney says the centerpiece of the park is a lodge.
This is called the Lewis Caveland Lodge. And originally, all of this area was in the hands of several different families. And one of those prominent families was the Lewis family. And these families kind of banded together and helped this to become a Kentucky State Park in 1946.
Tierney says the lodge includes Tierney's Cavern that was named after his father.
This beautiful fieldstone lodge that you see here was built in the early 1960s. It's always been a park lodge. You have, of course, the restaurant, which is all the Kentucky State Parks do a fantastic job. We're always known for the fish.
He adds there's plenty of room at the park.
Caveland Lodge has 28 rooms, and throughout the summer, you know, you want to try to make those reservations early. We also have approximately 13 cottages. Of varying sizes, and those are very, very popular.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Paul Tierney says there's not a bad time to visit Carter Cade State Resort Park.
In the wintertime, you can go out here on the trails and see bits and pieces of the park that you can't see with the foliage on there. Springtime, you've got some of the most amazing wildflowers that you can find anywhere in the state.
He adds summer and fall also offers a wonderful experience.
This beautiful jungle that you can experience, and then, of course, the fall time, that's when you want to get your reservations. Those cottages and everything, you can make your reservations, and as you watch those colors turn.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter. Listen to podcast at youragedge.com on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.